This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. In 2023, Canada's food price report found that the national average food cost increased by over 10%. As the price increases, so does the demand for alternate sources for groceries. The Daily Bread Food Bank in March had over 200,000 visits, the highest in 40 years. Daily Bread is not alone in that increase either. Karma Co-op is a member-owned grocery store at Barton and Karma Lane that has been around for over 50 years. Compared to June of 2022, they have had an over 20% increase in sales. Paul DeCampo is the current manager of Karma and has been a member and shopper since 1997.
Over the last 6 months, we have seen an increase in business. And to be honest, that corrects a downward trend that had happened previously. So our recent history is that we were doing okay, you know, barely breaking even, maybe losing a little money if you factor in depreciation, like on an accounting basis. We have had 10 to 20% growth over the last 5-6 months. In this month, we're running 20% up. You can see our daily sales. We're very transparent on that.
During COVID, DeCampo says that Karma hit a small slump. Sometimes it wasn't even breaking even, and other times it was losing money. Now with the 20% increase, they are making well over even, which goes back into the store. As a co-op, it relies heavily on the community to operate. A membership fee of $12.50 is paid every quarter for people to shop there. For those wanting to try it out, there's a 1 month free trial. Members get a 10% discount on all items in the store, and an additional 5% if they do 2 hours of volunteer work at Karma. Karma relies on these volunteers to operate. This leads to volunteers getting a total of 15% off everything in the store. DeCampo says that part of the goal with Karma is to have ethically sourced food for competitive pricing. For example, at No Frills, a pound of yellow potatoes is around $2.50, while at Karma, it is only $1.99 before the discount. Not all foods are cheaper though, with some produce like apples being the same price at most retailers, including Karma.
Because I have parents-in-law in another small Ontario town, at which I, you know, go shop for them at the No Frills. All through like January, February, when I was down there a lot, I was seeing conventional produce more expensive than organic produce in our store. And this is on like some of the basics, on onions and carrots and lettuce, and it's not as if there wasn't a loss leader in that store selling a cucumber less than we were selling a conventional cucumber less than we were selling organic cucumber.
Karma's model has inspired members of the community to become more active in the co-op sector to provide more options, even with rising costs of living. Sergei Kartov, a third-year student at Toronto Metropolitan University, helps manage a student-run marketplace called Mutual Marketplace every Wednesday outside of 55 Gold Street. Kartov runs a booth at the Mutual Marketplace where they sell produce. They get the produce from their work, Karma Co-op, and sell it at the same price they purchase it at, making no extra money on each sale. Kartov says this is to combat the rising cost of living.
And one of the main issues right now is the cost of living crisis. And even folks are cutting on, they may not have enough money to afford produce. With financial strain comes quality of food is often sacrificed, and that impacts your health and that impacts your well-being. And so we want to provide to our community in all aspects on both the cost and the quality of food.
DeCampo says that even with rising food costs, it is important that everyone involved in the process is treated and paid fairly.
You know, I'm personally and as a community, we are fascinated by food because food is the hub at which so many different factors that influence our lives interconnect. And the economy. So fairness, and food is not just a commodity. Food is a human right. So having a fair access to food is one of our motivations.